fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, the Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the 31st of May. The appropriate tip of the day is to get your tactical training and equipment now while you can. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. There's excellent books for sale at amazon.com. We're hoping that Steve Bannoun will be joining us soon. He promised to be with us for a few minutes, beginning at the top of the hour. We shall see. Jeff, tell us, your bio, does it include you having been in the Marine Corps, sir?
I was in the Marine Corps Reserve when I was in college.
Okay.
Officer Candidate School. Yeah.
ROTC. All right.
They called it the platoon leader's class. It wasn't ROTC.
Platoon leader's class. All right.
Yeah, it was.
So you learned all that Marine Corps jargon, and you had the Marine Corps haircut, and all that fun stuff. And your instructors, I presume, were combat veterans, probably of Vietnam, weren't they?
Oh yeah, they were. It was 1978, so it was. It was right after the Vietnam War, and yeah, those guys really were combat veterans. They really were.
Now, I had a 10-year break in there were still World War II veterans active in the Army Reserve back then. Did you run across any World War II or Korean veterans in your Marine Corps training?
I don't know. If some of the older ones might have been, there might have been, but they fed us K-Rats when we were in the field from 1943.
Oh, right. That's the Marine Corps that I know.
Yeah, they fed us K-Rats. So it was like it had stamped 1943 on it, and we were like, can we really eat this? But it really was tasty. They were good. K-Rats in World War II, that was good food, and we was so shocked, but they said it had no nutritional value because they'd been in the can so long. But look, there was crackers and cheese I had one time. There was Like it was just, it was, the dinners were really good. I mean, I'm not kidding. It was, you know, it was something. It's like, wow, they really fed those guys. You know, not Meals Revolting the Ethiopians, MREs. They're
Meals Rejected by Ethiopians.
No, Revolting. MRE.
Oh, Meals Revolting.
Joke. They call them Meals Revolting the Ethiopians, right?
No, I've heard another way. Meals Rejected by Ethiopians.
But, oh, that's a little, yeah. That's not the way I remember it anyway. Meals Revolting the Ethiopians.
Well, what were your training rifle, if I may ask, when you were with those folks?
The M16. M16. Yeah. I never liked it. The barrel got too hot. It was ridiculous. I thought it was a ridiculous weapon. You there, John?
Well, I'm here. Yep, I am here. Can you hear me, Jeff?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, some people like the M16. It gets very hot when you fire it. It gets very, very hot. That old M16.
Well, the new ones do too, and they're. I don't want to get into that whole discussion there about the M16 right this moment. Leon and Jeff, it looks like Steve Benoon is with us. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John. How are you guys today?
Good. Sounds like you got good audio this morning. Well, what updates do you have for us, Steve, if any?
Well, everything's going kind of nuts right now. I know that the government is, besides, of course, the Ukraine thing, they're gearing up more and more for disclosure about extraterrestrial entities and stuff like that. And I was listening to a little bit from Mike from Around the World on his own private platform, some of the things that he was speaking about, because I know that Mike also works in one sector of the government. I'm aware of where he's at. Can't disclose that, but I know where he's at. And as I'm listening to the things that are coming out and also the hearings that are going on before, I guess it's Congress right now that is doing the hearings about disclosure, things like that, I'm just amazed at how much information is, I don't know if you could call it propaganda or if it's just they want to steer people into a certain direction. So I haven't really figured that part out for sure, but what I do want to bring out, though, is, like, for example, Congress is showing these videos of the triangular craft, saying that these are spaceships, and then, of course, they try to say the ones that they're showing through the night vision goggles, that the way the light reflects in the lens and everything causes it to have the appearance of a triangle, but it really isn't a triangle. I got a very good laugh out of that because, number one, they are our aircraft. And number two, I don't think that some of the congressmen that were asking the questions, though, were convinced with the military speaker's comments that it's caused by, you know, the reflection of light in the lens. But nonetheless, the American people see that and then they buy it. And I think they're doing that because a lot of people see round objects or cigar-shaped objects that have seen UFOs before, and so they're like, you know, why is it only triangle? Maybe that's the reason why, but those are our aircraft. And then I know that Mike on his broadcast was saying that these were alien aircraft with the exception of one. He said one of those belongs to the United States, and I'm like, oh my gosh, they're every one are ours. But there again, I don't know what the intention is. And then when I was listening to Mike, he began to talk about that in reality the extraterrestrials are not from outer space or anything. They've been living on the planet, and that there's hundreds of or more than 100 species. I think he said there's more than 100 species that live here on the planet. They live in the oceans, they live in the inner earth, things like that. Now, there's truth in a lot of what he's saying, but what people are not aware of is that Mike is actually speaking of the Russian intel that Russia has released to us. And so Russia, what they released to us, which we know is not completely true, is that the extraterrestrial entities, they're only releasing the ones from Earth, inner Earth. And of course, they're trying to say that they believe that they're only from our planet, that they never have come from any other planet before. We know this is not true because we have a base on Mars. We have one on the moon. A lot of this was done with help of the extraterrestrials to begin with. We know that the reptilians solely control the planet Saturn, and actually that's they have a huge... how would you put that? In other words, they live on that planet. Let's just put it that way. And of course, reptilians, there's several species of reptilians in the first place. And I'm probably shocking everybody by saying this, John, but the only reason I'm bringing this out right now more like this is because I see that the Disclosure Project is going to gain more and more momentum. I knew this year they would disclose a lot of information. But at the same time, I realized, too, that people are going to end up getting disclosed the direction they want to take it in. In fact, what we can do is we can really cause the White House to panic a little bit, only for the sake of the president, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. They are part of a program as well for disclosure. So they work in a circle together. Of course, there's more, you know, from the Biden administration as well. Their project is called Shadow Down. So nobody else would know that, but they would know it. That's their project. And so that way there, and I'm sure Mike would probably know that answer too. Not sure if he does or does not. But each group has a level of what they're going to disclose and put out. And some of it will come out on independent media only because there are some aspects of those in the government that want people to know the truth, or at least as much as they're willing to share, so that people aren't caught off guard. And now I do agree with Mike's assessment that, you know, or I should say that he says that the worse sin gets on the earth, the more likelihood that people are going to see these entities coming up. There may be some truth to that. I mean, you get into a spiritual side of things when you're looking at that. And so I don't want to second guess that. I do believe, because my part in what I work on is ancient documents and doing the contributions for them based on what we know from all the different ancient sources that I work on in relation to what we're dealing with today, whether it be DNA manipulation or what the extraterrestrials were doing, you know, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years ago, whatever the case may be. That's my contribution in this. So as a result, I get to see multiple facets of what they think about and what's going on. And for the sake of, for the Christians, which I am a Christian myself, is that most people, this would be... you know, this is really what we call fallen angels. And quite frankly, I know that even amongst the scientists in the Pentagon that are working on this project intimately, which I am connected to, that are consider themselves atheists, they're at the point to where even some of them have said they really believe that we are dealing with, quote unquote, fallen angels, Nephilim. Mainly because of some of the satanic rituals that we are finding that are being done, and that is certainly on an increase like never before, and it's happening everywhere. There's one particular entity, we call it the Bear Man, that is doing that. That is some form of an extraterrestrial type of being, but they typically do live on the Earth. They didn't come from outer space. They look similar to that of a Bigfoot, except instead of fingernails like a Bigfoot would have, they actually have claw-like fingers. Other than that, they're pretty much, very much biologically similar to the others there. But we're seeing all kinds of these things going on. And of course, now Russia in their release, and this is what, when I saw what some of the things that Mike was saying, I've already had the debriefing on Russia's information, so I knew exactly where he was getting the information from. They talk about the encounters, especially with underwater craft that they've dealt with that move at unbelievable speeds in the oceans. You know, you're talking about well over 100 miles an hour. They can move craft under the water. And we do, yes, we do know. And I've actually spoken about some of this stuff on our Patreon channel. I don't get as much into my regular channel about these issues because too many people, it's too controversial. But even off the coast of California, we have multiple species that have bases. Actually, our whole West Coast, but California more specifically, Southern California, there's just a huge swarm of extraterrestrial activity that goes on down there. We try to keep a safe distance, and even though the Air Force works with reptilians directly, and let's see, they work with them. What is it? The Navy also works, but the Navy, I forget which. I think the Navy works with. I take that back. The Army works with the Grays, which Grays are actually like an artificial entity. Grays were made by different aliens to serve other aliens, although they don't have a brain either. They actually have a nervous system that runs throughout their entire body. So even trying to kill one of those guys is very difficult. Most of the part, though, for the reason for living in the oceans and the inner Earth is because of the viruses that we have on the surface of the Earth, which kind of debunks the idea that they've always lived on the Earth. It's very risky when they come up on the surface of the Earth, even though that there are abductions of humans for different tests that they do. That's part of the agreement that Eisenhower made. He made the agreement that we would turn a blind eye to the abductions, but they promised to return everybody, not the reptilians. They return some and eat the others. But that was part of the agreement that he made in exchange for technology. And although the only group that really honors that would be the Venetians and the Nordics. So, John, am I actually causing shock to everybody as we're talking on this? Maybe I should.
Well, obviously, yeah. You are. You said they return some and they eat the rest?
That's the reptilians. There's what they call contractual agreements. And aliens, although they are very manipulative, they to some degree they will keep a contractual agreement. But reptilians are notorious for breaking those contracts. And whereas your Nordics, Venetians, Palladians, they're more above board on honoring whatever that contract may be. And we have two different, John, we have two different secret space programs. There's one that I don't have any connection to, that this is where you hear people online, they'll talk about the 20-year and back type of program. That's like interdimensional type of things. I hear about it, but it's secondhand knowledge, so there's no way to really corroborate it, but it is from people that, you know, that do have, they're very credible, that know about it. But then we have another side of the space program where we do have spaceships. We do have, our largest one is about a kilometer long that goes interplanetary. We also have like a spaceship that does biological research that travels in between here and Mars. Normally is about the distance officially. We don't know unofficially how far out it may go. There, you know, in fact, there was that one movie, I don't know if I ever mentioned it here, called Life, that came out in 2017. Some of the people I know were shocked to see that the movie actually came out because it was a true story, and it's probably about 80% accurate in what took place in that movie. And in fact, the image was strikingly real as well.
Hold that thought, Steve. We got callers on hold. We'll get to the callers right after the break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that answered us off at college. $50 discount on each piece of equipment at thelibertyman.com for EMP Shield. Visiting with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at Amazon. And Steve Ben-Noon, who has the floor for a short while. His website, IsraeliNewsLive.org. Steve, how much longer we got you for?
I've got, I can go for about another 10, 15 minutes. We've got things going on in D.C. that I've got to get involved
okay,
with.
Okay, well, we'll just keep the callers on hold until you have to go, and we'll get to the callers. What direction do you want to go next, Steve, since we have limited time?
Yeah, let's pick up with Russia. There, gosh, forget exactly when now. It's probably been more than a week ago by now. There was another assassination attempt on Putin, and so he has postponed his surgery, at least the last I heard, which was a day or so ago, because he's very concerned about who in his inner circle may be involved in this attempt that was done. there's still, though, a lot of chatter that we're picking up that they're wanting to replace him regardless. There are those that feel like that he's not been strong enough. So that lets us know that things could get very much worse. Our lieutenant general that they still have, we had worked out an agreement with Putin to get him released as long as we would veto Finland and Sweden coming into NATO. And it seemed to me that what the United States was doing was using a backdoor with Turkey to do that. That's just as I, just from observation, I wasn't told that that's what they were doing. But after I was already made aware of what the deal was to get the general back, then I saw that came out, I think, a day or so later that the Turks were talking about vetoing their bid for NATO membership. And so that would basically, in essence, get our general back quietly. Nobody would know anything about it. They could sweep it under the rug. Now, the question is, though, if something happens and they change power, and this is why Putin's very nervous right now, because he's vulnerable with needing this prostate surgery. If I understand correctly, he does not have cancer, but it's a point to where the blockage is, I guess, affecting his kidneys, and this is the reason why he needs to do the surgery. But if for some reason he is replaced, I do know that I know one of the candidates is the KGB guy that was actually going to take his place while he was down. There are a couple of other people that we suspect could come in to being. I don't have the names in front of me. I do know who they are, but I forget who they are right off the top of my head. And but in either of the cases, we're dealing with a situation that could escalate a scenario of not only jeopardizing the release of the general, but it would also jeopardize the stability on a global basis, because whereas we have not believed that Putin would go nuclear, any potential of those candidates that would replace him, that's a very real possibility that that could change very rapidly. And just to make a case in point on that too, John, when it comes to, like, for example, all these sanctions on that was put on place with Russia over Ukraine, they're still trading. It didn't slow anything down. Yeah, we're paying more at the pumps. The Biden family is making a ton, a lot more money off of all of that. But there's nothing really that's been enforced, to my knowledge, anyway. At least some of the discussions I've been in that indicate that anything slowed down. Not to say that they won't, or that they may not step up that pressure to do so. It's just that those that are in the oil in America are making a ton of money off of something that is not a reality on the ground.
Steve, we got a caller that we'd really like to talk to. We got Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Thank you, John, for letting me get through. Steve, I sent you some information on a false flag that's being reported by somebody who has had credible intel in the past. He's talking about that if some of the executive branches leave Langley, that there's going to be an underground explosion there, and they're going to blame it on gas pipelines. He's saying Denver and some other places. I sent you the information in your email. I know you probably didn't have time to review it, because, you know, you said you're preparing for all this stuff. But I'm hoping that you'll review that before you go through your other engagements that you have today.
Right. I appreciate that, Elizabeth.
The other thing that I wanted to add is, yes, Stephen Greer, I guess we're at a break. Do you want me to hold, John?
I'll hold on to the break. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I spoke with our CEO and CFO yesterday. We had lunch. I found out that our production is now up to 24, 25 stoves per week. So that's a good thing. You want to be warm and cozy next winter and save money. Seriously, if you do, without the power grid, check out the Liberator Rocket Heaters at thelibertyman.com. I'm the executive vice president, and these are the real deal. All American made with all American steel. All right. We have Leon Green with us, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist's website, jrnyquist.blog. And Steve Ben Noon's website, israelinewslive.org. And let's wrap up your response to Elizabeth here, Steve.
Yeah, she was. Elizabeth was talking about the false flag about Langley, and we do know that there's going to be false flags. Just like when the Supreme Court justice was nominated by Biden, and of course then sworn in some of the discussions that I was in, we knew that this was for disarmament of the nation. This is what her purpose was for being brought in. And in one of those meetings I brought up, well, I guess we're going to definitely start seeing then more of the false flags all over again. And the sentiment was concurred amongst those that I was speaking with there. So, and, you know, the sad thing is innocent people pay the price. What people may not know, though, like in the case of what took place down in Florida, I won't name locations. People just know what I'm talking about. Those that are in behind these, I'll call them dark projects that are going on, they use skull-to-brain technology is an old technology. We have a different technology now to where you can project thoughts in the minds of these young people to go in and to carry out certain acts. But normally they have a team that'll be horrendous people from other countries that actually do carry out the majority of what's going on. But they will watch and they will groom, so to speak, those individuals that they feel like are already mentally unstable in order to project those thoughts in those minds there so that they can get them to the place where they will carry this out, thinking that they're thinking these thoughts when it's not actually themselves thinking them. But they will have followed everything they're doing online. They will follow how the violence, their tendencies, what they're saying to their friends, things like that. And then out of that group of people that they're following like that, they'll begin to work on them, just like the devil, so to speak, would work on some guy that's planning on molesting some poor innocent child. You know, he keeps putting that thought in that person's mind, putting it in there until finally one of maybe, say, 1,000 people that he's working on decides to go out and commit the act. It's the same thing. It's just instead you're at a government level where this is done, as atrocious as this may be. And this does go, though, John, I'll say this in closing on this comment. One of the reasons for the disarmament of the nation, well, actually two reasons. One, because of the New World Order. Secondly, and it's because of the aliens that are going to be coming up as they begin to roll out this disclosure by 2026, then you're really going to see these aliens far more than you've seen before. And they're vulnerable to bullets. Although that primitive weapons are really better in some cases because of their ability to move in and out of the ether, bullets do affect them. And no, you don't have to have a silver or copper bullet. Just a plain old bullet will kill them. And they don't like their little 800-year lifespans being cut short. So that's one of the reasons, too, for that disarmament. They're behind that agenda because they don't want confrontation.
They don't want confrontation. Oh, go ahead, Elizabeth.
Yes.
I wanted to ask him a question. Now, Mike was bringing up that these people summoning these UFOs by the desire of wanting them is actually giving them the ability to manifest. Is this also true with these aliens coming up?
Yes,
somehow they're being released from whatever they might be bound that they can, this long to come up. I mean, I'm just very concerned because people are going to be deceived into believing that they were created by these beings instead of God. And people should not seek this because it's going to give them more power and more ability to manifest. I just want people to be aware of that.
Yeah, that is there is a lot of truth in what Mike is saying on that regards there. There are things that, and I don't know how much I've disclosed on Patreon as thus far on those issues, but I'll just give you an example. Politicians that are in power are generally put there in power, or at least once they get to a certain place in power, there's a lot of manipulation that goes on to make sure they do what they want them to do. Now, when I say that, what I mean by that is the fact that these ETs, they have the ability of knowing everything you've ever done, your thoughts, what your intents were. If you were a molester as a child and nobody else knew that you molested a child or something of that effect there and you've been getting away with it, they know it. And then on top of that, as Mike was saying, because I did hear him say that as well, summoning them, you know, yes, there's very much that real possibility. And I have disclosed the part about our government being in contact with two different extraterrestrial groups that are going to come up and say that they are our creators, they sent Jesus, all the above. Yes, they are. That is part of the one world religion side of the New World Order. And so what I'm seeing is more people begin to glorify a certain nation as to be the head of the New World Order, and this is where the law is going to come from. And some particular people that I know personally are saying that a new law is coming. Well, that was fulfilled through Jesus Christ is really what that was fulfilled at. But nonetheless, they're promoting this ideology because that's where the New World Order is going to be headquarters, is going to be right there in the Middle East. And they're going to say, as I believe it's, I forget this one rabbi that wrote a book called Angels, Demons, and Aliens. He said that if you see a golden reptilian hand, it's your friend, not your enemy. That's a bit concerning to me. That's not my friend, I promise you that. So even for the sake of the Jewish people, I'm very concerned that they're, just like with the Christians, that they're going to be deceived into believing a lot of stuff that's not true, but will look very realistic, because they do have technologies that are certainly will look miraculous. Let's put it that way.
Have seen where Stephen Greer has been with groups of people, and I have seen them meditating, and I have seen these things manifest. So there's absolute truth in this, and I thank you all for taking my call.
Okay, thank you for the call. All right, Steve, do you need to scoot away from us?
I do, John, and I sent a little note there real quick, because I also was meeting with some other high-ranking officers here this weekend there that I'll update you on a little bit later.
Okay, sounds good. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to talking to you soon. All right. Well, gentlemen, it looks like our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hey. Well, I have a question concerning a book called concerning nuclear war. It's called On the Beach. It was written by a British Australian. I think it was a chemical engineer back. It was published in 1957. It was later made into a movie starring Gregory Peck, Eva Gardner, and Fred Astaire. And who starred in Psycho? That actor. Can't think of his name offhand. I want to know if it was possible, even back in the 50s, to have if you had an all-out nuclear war, whether it poisoned the atmosphere enough to kill off all life on the surface, except bacteria and plants.
Well, Jeff has responded to that before, but Jeff, it sounds like we need to do that one more time, sir.
No, the scenario in On the Beach is not a realistic scenario.
Anything else, John?
It's not. Why is it not realistic?
It can't happen.
I mean,
because
even
not,
the 50s.
It can't happen. It can't happen. What else? Anything else?
Look,
John?
I'll repeat what I said before. The Australian government did a study in 1980. Full-blown hydrogen war in the Northern Hemisphere. That's 40,000 strategic warheads blowing up. They wanted to know whether this effect would occur for Australia, as in this movie. And they determined, well, there would be a few more leukemias and cancers in Australia due to the nuclear war, but the cancer rate in Australia would go down because the import of tobacco from the U.S. would be cut off.
Mm.
But there's your effect.
Okay, so where was this off this chemical engineer getting his idea from that wrote the book? What was behind the book?
I don't know. It could be that it was an active measure, and maybe somebody from the special services of the Soviet KGB put him up to him. I don't know. It's not true, and it was enormously damaging to Americans. Accepted this as somehow scientific evidence, and it's a novel. It's not a scientific study at all. It's just a novel.
It's a novel, but you don't really know what inspired the novel.
No, I don't know the author personally. I don't know what's inspired him or where he got this idea, but he put it down and people bought it, and it became more influential on people's view of nuclear war than any scientific study that was done, and no scientific study has ever verified that is the way a nuclear war plays out. None.
Okay, I think we've covered that thing in enough detail. John, anything else, John, before we move on?
Yes, how many people, it seems like people are just drinking the Kool-Aid about these mass shootings right and left. About how many people are just taking what they're being told at face value? I mean, not in absolute numbers, but approximate proportion.
You want Jeff to postulate how many people are accepting the reports on the mass shootings?
Well, I don't know. Is it a lot? Is it most of the people? Some of the people? I don't know what's going on there.
I don't know. I haven't studied any polls.
Right. Well, John, we need to move on. I think you've had enough questions for today. Next, we go to Pat in Texas. Pat in Texas, it's your turn. Pat in Texas, one more time. Okay.
Hey, I'm on now. I heard this. Okay.
Go ahead, Pat. We hear you. Go
All
ahead.
Right. I wanted to ask several questions. When Ronald Reagan was president, he gave the lion's share of the budget to the Navy. Does Jeff think that would be pretty good because they plan on attacking us from the north and the well water? Hello?
Me, whether I think the Navy should have more budget than the Army?
Yeah, that's what Ronald Reagan did.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously the Navy does not have enough. The Navy's budget needs to be increased.
Okay. And another thing, John, you know about the Prophecy Club and Stan Johnson. And Dimitri Dudeman from Romania coming here telling us what was going to happen to America. You can look at it on Conservapedia. And the gist of what I wanted to say was that we're supposed to be attacked by five different countries simultaneously. We already talked about this to somebody, and they said that would only have to be drones. Well, I don't know what they are, but they look like Piper Cubs, and it's Iran, China, and Venezuela, Maduro, whatever, and the other two I can't remember, or they can change. But they were. I think he talked about suitcase nukes. But the point was to scare everybody into doing something crazy, you know, and whatever. But one of my friends was a prophetess, and she saw a place near here before you get out of town to go to Dallas, and it was totally wiped out, nothing left but dirt. And she saw brown uniforms parachuting from the sky. Well, that's Chinese, brown uniforms. And anyway, we are kind of like ground zero. We have Lockheed Martin, Bell helicopter. We make the Javelin. In fact, no telling what else we make here. So I can understand that we would be kind of ground zero here. So I think people need to wake up. Leona. Jeff, whoever wants to talk about it. You, John, Stan Johnson.
I know Stan quite well. Well, we're in agreement. Everybody needs to wake up, Pat. Anything else?
Well, you know who Dimitri Dudeman is?
I met Dimitri. I shook his hand, yes.
Okay. Well, has anybody thought about that, that something like that would panic
thousands
people?
Thousands of people think about it, Pat. You're not alone. Anything else?
No, I'm glad they do. All right, okay. I'll let you go.
Okay, thank you. We don't talk too much about prophets here, Jeff, but there's a place for the prophets and their prognostications, isn't there?
Yeah, I've read Dimitri Dudeman's book, Through the Fire Without Burning, and he basically says in that book that it's Russia and China. And I don't remember if he added North Korea in there, but he talked about China saying, look, we're going to pretend to attack Taiwan, but we're going to really be attacking America. That I remember in the things he said, so... You know, he's from Romania. He had these statements from the 1980s. He was saying this, I think.
Right.
He goes back to there. I think I talked to a member of his family when I ordered the book. But somebody told me when they read my book in manuscript, they said, you have to contact these people because they're saying what you're saying. And I thought, well, that's strange.
Right.
And this was in the 90s. Yeah.
Exactly. I think Dimitri's son, I believe it's his son, is carrying on the work of Dimitri.
That's who I think I talked to on the phone when I got a copy of the book.
We have our last break. We'll be right back.
That nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model Easy 4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we are back. This is the time when we do our summaries. We'll start with Leon, a former U.S. Navy officer, and wrap it up with Jeff Nyquist's summary. Leon, go ahead and give us your summary for the day, sir.
Thank you, sir. Well, I just want to focus on the fact that we're going to see more and more of these democratically inspired false flags and stand-down operations. running up to the election, and they're going to use it as a pretense to take our Second Amendment rights. So you have to stay strong, watch the movie 2,000 Mules, enact Sam Andrews' information about what we need to do, both for the pursuit of the liberty, life, liberty, and property. So do the training now. If you are negligent in getting parts for all of your firearms, you better get them now while you still can. And we're talking about springs, firing pins, the whole shebang, extractors. You won't be able to get them in a grid down scenario and won't be able to make them very easily. So start on your garden. If you haven't done that, time's a wasting. And so we really need to focus on that. And so I'm out planting elderberry trees. I have a guard donkey now. I'm getting cats to get rid of mice. So, you know, many people talk. You really got to start doing, because right now you won't have a second chance very soon. Thanks. Look at the gas price.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Liam. Appreciate it. Jeff, your summary for the day, sir.
Well, you know, people should be aware that Russia and China are allies. They are working together to attack the West. And a lot of the things we've seen over the last couple of years are connected to this. And the Communist International Movement, China's a communist ruled by the Communist Party, Vladimir Putin and the people around him, they're part of the Communist Party underground. It's very opaque. We can't see inside of that regime, but they want to put the Soviet Union back together again, and that's why they've invaded Ukraine. And there is some kind of larger strategy. They're laying down cards, one after the other, in terms of what they want to do to defeat the U.S. And the U.S. is their main enemy. They want to destroy the U.S.
That's very sobering. Well, we now have just a few months before the 1st November, and people need to be getting ready, don't you think, sir?
Yeah, and there needs to be a general wake-up in the United States. Everybody, both political parties, you know, Washington, D.C., the population, we need to press our leaders to make the country secure and to do everything they can, because it's a very serious threat from these two great powers, Russia and China, and by the communist subversive power that's the fifth column inside our country. We need to do something about it.
Jeff, thank you. Tomorrow's Wednesday. You got your exclusive hour tomorrow, the third hour. We appreciate it. See you then. Okay, that's it for the day. Get medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless Crawford County. God bless Missouri. God bless Texas. And God bless the United States of America.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.